Okay, let's continue in the 15th parak of Masechta Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalit. So, starting here, there's like a turning point in the Masechta, and now we're going to move away from discussing Malachos Da'oraisa, and instead we're going to talk about Dinim Derabanan. So, we were talking about Kosher and Matir in the past few Mishnayos. So, the Mishnah is going to talk about things that, and we spoke about Kosher and Matir as it relates to clothing. So, now we're going to talk a little bit about folding clothing. A person could fold clothing even four or five times on Shabbos so that they don't become wrinkled and you'll be able to wear them again throughout Shabbos. Because so you take off something on Friday night and you could try to fold it, and if it doesn't fold properly, fold it again because you want to wear that same baguette again on Shabbos day, and you want it to look nice when you wear it on Shabbos day. So normally the implications that normally it's usher to fold clothing on Shabbos because it looks like you're masakin mana. It looks like you're being masakin a kli. It's only mutter if it's one person doing it. The Gemara elaborates on all this. It's one person doing it. The clothing is new. It's not. It hasn't been laundered yet, so it's still very stiff, and it's not going to get, so it could get very wrinkled. And it's white and not colored, because folding a colored garment makes it look much, much better. Whereas a white garment, it's not going to be as much of a tikkun mana, and you have nothing else to wear. So when all of those qualifications are met, the Bartanura paraphrases from the Gemara, when all those qualifications are met, then you're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. Afilu arba v'chamish pam matzinas mitos mele Shabbos, and you're allowed to make beds after you slept in them on Friday night to prepare them so you could sleep again in them on Shabbos. Avolo mi Shabbos mosoy Shabbos, but you're not allowed to fold clothes or make your bed from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, meaning Hatzos HaMita, typically in Chazal, doesn't just mean straightening up the room, it means preparing the bed for the next time it's going to be slept in, which is an important distinction. It plays a role in Hilchos Nida, where Hatzos HaMita is one of the three things that the Gemara identifies in Ksubas Tav Samach Aleph, that a Nida is not allowed to be Osa Labaila, that she's not allowed to do for her husband. So it's a discussion, what exactly is Hatzos HaMita? So if it's just straightening the covers, that's probably not Hatzos HaMita. Hatzos HaMita, because straightening the covers is just something you do to make the bed look decent so that your house is not a wreck, is not a mess, is not a pigsty, whatever your mother would call it when she'd yell at you to clean up, right? So it's any of those things. So then that you're probably allowed to do on Shabbos even if you don't plan on sleeping in the bed again because you're just trying to straighten up the room. But when it comes to preparing the bed for the next sleeping, which is something else, it probably involves turning down the blanket so it's easier to slide in, something like that, that you're not allowed to do from on Shabbos, formal Tzoyi Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur that comes out on Erev Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, Mekaplan Esakel Nematzina Samitos Miyom HaKippur L'Meshabbos. You could do it on Yom Kippur leading into Shabbos, because Yom Kippur is more of a Yom Chol than Shabbos is. So you're allowed to prepare from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. V'chol ve'Shabbos Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. And if Yom Kippur falls on the day after Shabbos, the Chalavim of the Shabbos Karbanos could be brought on the Mizbeach after Shabbos, even though it's Yom Kippur night, because Shabbos is more kadosh than Yom Kippur is. So you're allowed to use you're allowed to burn the chalavim of the karbanos of Shabbos on Yom HaKippurim itself. Why is Shabbos more chamer than Yom Kippur? The halacha is, we see clearly in the halacha, in terms of if a person is mechal Shabbos, a person is mechal Shabbos with Shnei Edim and Hasra'a, he's going to be chayv skila. A person is mechal Yom Kippur with Shnei Edim and Hasra'a, he's only chayv kare. So it's a very different level. However, Rabbi Akiva omer, lo shel Shabbos kraven b'Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Akiva says, you cannot bring the chalavim or burn the chalavim of the Shabbos karbanos. And if Yom Kippur were on a Friday, you wouldn't be allowed to bring the chalavim of Yom Kippur on Friday night, on Shabbos itself. Now we move on to Perek Tes Zayin, and Mishnah Aleph of Perek Tes Zayin. So Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, the Mishnah talks about what happens if there's a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. So normally you'd want to go and save whatever you can. However, Chazal were concerned that when trying to save all of your stuff from your house, you might forget about the dinim of Shabbos, and you'll put the fire out. And now obviously this is talking about when there's no sakana involved. If there's sakana nefashos, you're allowed to put a fire out. But somehow we know that this fire is going to be contained. No one's in the house. No one's trapped in there. It's not going to be dangerous for anyone. It's just a matter of stuff, of things in your house getting burnt. So kol kisvei hakodesh matzilin lasam ne'adleika. You're allowed to save kisvei hakodesh, nevi'im uksuvim, from a fire on Shabbos, so they don't get destroyed, even though you're not allowed to save most things from a fire on Shabbos, for kisvei uksuvim, since they have kedusha, kisvei hakodesh, since they have kedusha, you're allowed to save them. Bein shekorin b'hem, whether they are svarim that you read on Shabbos as part of the Haftorah, ubein shein korin b'hem, or whether you don't read from them, they're not part of Kriyas HaTorah, the Haftorah, but still, they're Kisvei HaKodesh. Mishnah says, what about books, what about Svarim Kisvei HaKodesh that were written in translation? V'yafal pishak suvim b'chol lashon tunim geniza. When they're written in any other language, so they can't be used as a Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaHaftorah, and you can't save them from a fire on Shabbos, but still, you'd have to put them in geniza. You can't just throw them in the garbage when you're not using them anymore. So if you have Torah works in translation, you have to put them in geniza. So why is it that we don't read from ksuvim on Shabbos? We only read from Nevi'im, from the Torah obviously, and from Nevi'im for the Haftarah. Why do we never read ksuvim on Shabbos? Because we're afraid of the bittul beis hamedrash, because ksuvim are so fascinating that we're afraid if we read ksuvim on Shabbos, that's all anybody's going to focus on, and they're not going to learn their normal siddurim, and that's what Shabbos is really for, to be able to sit and learn a little bit. Matzilin tika sefer ema sefer, you're allowed to save the covering for the sefer together with the sefer itself, v'tika tefillin ema tefillin, the tefillin bag together with the tefillin, v'alf pishyesh betochen ma'os, even if the bag has money in it also, ulehechad matzilin osan, and where do you bring these svarim when you're saving them from a fire on Shabbos, l'mavoy shenem a foolish. You bring them out into a mavoi that's not open on both sides. Bein Beseira Omer Aflam Mefulish. But Beseira says you're even allowed to bring it out to a Mavoi Mefulish, meaning it has nothing at all on the fourth side, as long as it has three walls. Meaning Mavoi Sheinu Mefulish means that on the fourth side, it's closed on three sides, and the fourth side it has a lechi. Whereas Mavoi Mefulish means that it does not have a lechi, it does not have a post on the fourth side. So it's obviously much more of a problem in terms of a hotza'ah issue, but to save these items, you're allowed to bring them out into such a mavoi on Shabbos. So to quickly review what we learned today, Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Gimel, we said you're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos multiple times and prepare the bed from Friday night to Shabbos day, but not from Shabbos day to Motzai Shabbos. And then we said, the Rabbi Yishmael held you're allowed to fold your clothing from Yom Kippur that falls out on Friday for Shabbos, and if Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, you're allowed to burn the Chelvei Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Whereas Rabbi Kiva disagreed about both, about burning fats of Shabbos carbon on Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur carbon on Shabbos. And then in Mishnah Aleph of Perek Tes Zayin, we learned that you're allowed to save Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire, even if it's ksuvim that we don't read from on Shabbos. We said that if it's in translation, then it requires geniza, even though obviously you don't read from it and you don't save it from a deleika. The reason we don't read from ksuvim on Shabbos is because of the concern of bittul beis hamedrash. Now we said that the tefillin bag and the Sefer Torah bag can be saved along with the Sefer Torah, even if there's money in it. And there was a machlokas, what type of mavoi you're allowed to bring these things out into when you are saving them. Only a mavoi she'enu mefulash, or like Ben Beseira says, even a mavoi mefulash. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Beis.